Well, Matt Vickers, whose wife Lucretia Seals died while fighting in the courts for the right to end her life, is appealing to MPs to vote in favour of the End of Life Choice Bill today. He describes the bill as smart, robust and evidence-based law. Mr Vickers is in our Wellington studio now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand you've come back from New York for this stage of the bill. You're obviously determined to see this through.
Yeah, absolutely. I did come back for this. I think being here is important, and it's important to show that Lucretia and her family are still engaged with this. And we do really want to see this law passed. Lucretia gave up a lot in order for us to have this debate. It was a gift, I guess, that she gave to the country to now allow us to have the room to discuss it. And I think that it's really important that we continue to discuss it, and that'll happen if we get a positive vote today.
All right. Are you confident that it will go through? What's your feeling?
I'm quietly confident, yes. The information that I have through David and others is that we're looking good in terms of numbers. But look, we won't know until the final vote. But all indications are that we'll get it through.
There have been changes proposed to the bill already. David Seymour's put in the safeguard that it would only apply to those terminally ill. We know that there needs to be a referendum for New Zealand First support. Are you comfortable with those changes?
I am. I agree with the terminal illness clause. I think that's in line with legislation around the world, particularly the more, constrained regimes, and I think that's important. When it comes to a referendum, look, I think that ideally, we wouldn't need one. I think this is a really complex issue, and we live in a representative democracy where MPs are asked to do that work for us. But look, if I've accepted that if we need a referendum to get this law passed, then that's the way it needs to be.
What has been your view of the quality of this debate from the MPs? There is, this really fires people up, so it's understandable that there are strong views. What's your assessment?
I think there has been a bit of misinformation in this debate, and that's been pretty disappointing to see. It would be best, I think, if people engage with the evidence. Went back, actually, to Lucretia's case and the findings that were there, that, palliative care doesn't help people in all cases, and that some people do suffer unnecessarily, that some people take their lives too early because they don't have access to legislation like this, and that Lucretia was a competent adult making a decision for herself. And those are the sorts of people that will take up this legislation should it be enacted.
One of the concerns that is raised by opponents, the likes of Maggie Barry, has been that you look overseas and you see cases where people with depression or with non-life-threatening illnesses are choosing euthanasia, and that's the concern. Now, I know that those are extreme cases, but her argument is that you can head off on a path down that road where you get to a point in a few years' time where the legislation is that relaxed that could happen. Is that not a reasonable argument?
Well, not in this case, no. I think of the Netherlands. They actually have a broader criteria, which is, the interpretation of which has sort of changed over time as they've been more comfortable with the practice. But if we have an amendment in New Zealand that restricts things to the terminally ill, then the law can't expand. The law can't change categories. So the slippery slope argument doesn't really apply. Look, we may decide down the track that that we're comfortable with how things go, and we want to broaden things to maybe 12 months or to people that with neurodegenerative disorders and things like that. But that's a separate decision and a separate debate and a whole other enactment of legislation. We don't need to think about that at the moment. We're focused on the terminally ill right now.
What about the argument that there are those older New Zealanders who think, oh, I'm a burden. I'm a burden on my family, therefore they choose euthanasia because of that. And that's the last thing we want, right?
What they've found in Oregon is that it's a wide range of reasons, one of which might be that, yes. But what I would hope is that people would talk to their families, and that's generally what tends to happen in these cases, about those feelings. And they can usually be assuaged and moved away from that.
But can people be trusted that other family members, the danger is that they don't care?
No, I don't think so. I think what this does is it starts a conversation. So when a person decides that they want to enact or want to go through with this, the first thing they do when they go and talk to the doctor, and the doctor's not going to say, yes, let's do it. They're going to start a conversation with them about their fears, about their concerns, and look at all the other options that are available to them before they offer this. So I think as part of that, some of those conversations around the family and how they're dealing with them are going to be explored. And a good doctor will try and deal with some of those problems before they get anywhere near the
legislation. There. And there's a second doctor as well, isn't there? That's the thing.
There is a second doctor, yes.
So are you confident that those safeguards are strong enough? I mean, we've seen 1,000 doctors in New Zealand already come out and say they don't want a bar of this.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that, you know, the New Zealand Medical Association has taken a position against, but they've never polled their members, and the 1,000 doctors is actually a small proportion of all the doctors that are out there. What's interesting today, actually, is the British Medical Association, like the New Zealand Medical Association, has never polled its members on their opinion on this. But the BMA has decided to poll its members for the first time, and it would be great if the NZMA did something similar.
Matt Vickers, thank you very much for your time.